Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. From the KGLO Farm Desk, I'm Jesse Stewart reporting. Time for our July Progressive Agriculture Foundation safety message. Joining us this month from the Progressive Agriculture Foundation, Jana Davidson is on the KGLO Live line. Jana, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jesse. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Great to hear from you again, Jana. And thanks for joining us here for our July safety message. And we were chatting a little bit before we jumped on air. It's hard to believe that we're already into July. Summer is here. It feels like it was just January yesterday to me.
I agree. I think I just said to you, I think June was one of the fastest months. I always know summer is going to fly by because we always look forward to it all year long. But I think this has been the fastest on record for me.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast time is flying by. And, you know, time flying by, I mean, we talked about a lot of different safety topics already this year. But, you know, it'd be nice maybe this month with a few deadlines coming up to just talk about the program in general. Talk about Progressive Agriculture Safety Days, because obviously that's the big thing that you guys do in helping teach our youth a lot of different things about the farm and around the farm, and even more than that, Jana.
Yeah, and this is really a great time to talk about that because we're still in the heart of our 2019 Safety Day season. We just finished up a very busy spring where we were averaging like 30 to 40 safety days, I think, a week in May and the beginning of June. And now we get a little slower in the summer. We have a lot of community events now that the schools are out of session. But coming up in August, September, and October again, we're going to have another busy session where we're going to be averaging quite a few safety days each week. But for folks that want to, you know, get on board with this great program and help bring something to your community, the application deadline to host the 2020 Progressive Agriculture Safety Day is quickly approaching here on July 15th. So I thought it might be a nice time to just chat a little bit about what folks might, you know, expect from our program and what we offer to host the local Safety Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's break it down. Let's talk about it. Talk about just kind of the Safety Day program in general. And what are some of the things that you guys cover during safety days? What are some of the things you guys focus on?
Okay. Well, our program is designed to be a one-day event. Our goal is to be very hands-on, very fun with the kids. We do a lot with demonstrations and hands-on activities. We don't want to just stand up there and be lecturing to a child about a particular topic. We really want them to be engaged, and we really feel like by learning something, by doing, participating in an activity, they're going to, it's going to reinforce the main points, and they're going to want to go home and tell their mom and dad about it, tell their siblings, tell their grandparents, and hopefully break some possible bad behaviors or unsafe behaviors, I guess we could say, and also keep others safe as well. So that's kind of what our program is all about. And the beauty of it is a coordinator can customize a Progressive Agriculture Safety Day to meet the local needs of their community. So we have over 30 different topic areas. So some topics are very agricultural base. So we have things like grain safety, tractor safety, PTO, the power takeoff, ATV safety. And then we also have many topics that can fit any community, any rural community, things like fire safety, electrical safety, animal safety. Kids come in contact with animals all the time, whether they live on a farm or not. Mm-hmm. Chemical safety, weather safety, things like that. So there's so many topics somebody can fit to, or pick from to customize that local event and make it most relevant to what the needs are in that community. And then what we provide, so if a person's wanting to, you know, step up and say, hey, I think I want to coordinate an event locally in my community, we always say our mission is that we provide the education, training, and the resources to make farm, ranch, and rural life safer and healthier for children in their community. And what we mean by that is once you apply to coordinate event here at the July 15th deadline, you'll be contacted about attending a one-day training. And we offer these trainings all over North America. So our program is in nearly 40 U.S. states and 8 Canadian provinces. And someday we hope to get in all of them. But right now we have our trainings about 30 to 35 locations. We start early October and finish up in February. And you have to go to this one-day training, and we pretty much give you everything you need to run with it. We give you the planning materials. We give you all the curriculum, so you have a lesson plan on the different topics, and also those hands-on activities and demonstrations I already mentioned. We tell you how to, you know, get folks in your community excited and engaged in taking part in this event. And then you get to go home, put together that planning committee, and run with it. And we're here. We have a small staff of only six, but we're here for you every step of the way. So we're always there to, you know, if you have any questions, be able to guide you in the right direction. And the other thing that's just wonderful, we have a network of about 400 to 500 safety day coordinators, and they are also available in an instant to ask questions or run things by if you're kind of wondering, did this work for you? This is something we want to try. Who better to answer that than the coordinators that have already experienced that? So that's something wonderful about our program.
Very, very true. Now, if folks want to bring the program to their community in 2020, you mentioned the application process accepted through July 15th. Talk about that process a little bit and tell us how people can go about getting that done.
Absolutely. So they'll want to visit our website, which is www.progressiveag.org. And on there, there's going to be a tab at the top, and it's going to be titled Get Involved. Once they click on that tab, it's going to take them to an online application. They'll ask if they're a new coordinator. And it's a quick application. It's not going to take you hours. But basically, what we're asking for new coordinators is just maybe some resources you have in your community. You want to see maybe if you hosted an event like this before or something similar, who you're planning to contact. And that application only lets us know who we may need to give some more support to. So if you want to bring it to your community, but you're struggling as to, you know, where do I begin? That will just alert us that we might need to reach out to this individual and help them get started. But it's a very simple application. Those that return every year, once you have that application in initially, it's a quick application to return each year. You just have to let us know what your number is. Once you're in our program and in good standing, you're pretty much going to be approved every year as long as our funding's there. So that's a nice thing about the program. So, yeah, visit that. Again, all of our contact information, too, is on that website, progressiveag.org. So if you have questions along the way, you can click on and find out more about our staff, our emails and phone numbers, and give us a holler. We'll be happy to walk you through the process and answer any questions you have.
Well, Jana, it's a lot of great things you guys do with the Progressive Agriculture Safety Day program. And I know as well, you know, we're talking about applying for 2020. There are plenty of 2019 events going on around the country as well. And plenty in Iowa, plenty in southern Minnesota that folks can attend.
There sure are. We actually were just last week in Iowa and Des Moines for our for the International Society of Ag Safety and Health Conference. And while we were there, we had a 25th anniversary celebration for our program. So it was very exciting because Iowa actually hosts the most Progressive Agriculture Safety Days for us. So shout out to Iowa. And I think when we figured it out, it was almost 10% of our safety days each year coming out of Iowa. So very, very exciting. But yeah, you're right. There's so many safety days yet to happen for the year. Even though it feels like our summer's flying by, there's still a lot of safety days for 2019. So again, you can go to our website, progressiveag.org, and on the top tab, you're going to see 2019 safety days. If you click on the list, it'll give you a list for all of the states and provinces that'll be hosting safety days and the location. And there's also a contact number. So if you want more information, that coordinator is listed by email and phone number. You can reach out to them and find out more specifics on their event.
It's very easy to do, to be a part of a Progressive Agriculture Safety Day. And again, you can get more information, progressiveag.org. Jana, anything else you can think of you want to mention for our July safety message here before we run out of time on KGLO today?
No, I just guess I want to just wish everyone another safe summer through July and August. You know, just make sure you're thinking safely in everything you do, whether you're around water, out in the sun this time of year. We're seeing a lot of sunburns and people forgetting to wear that sunscreen or, you know, sunglasses, wide brim hats when they're out doing work. We need to make sure we're keeping our safety focused even through this beautiful weather. So I'll be looking forward to the next message here in the future months.
Well, we'll look forward to it as well. She is with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. Jana Davidson, thank you for joining us here on this month's Safety Message on KGLO. This is your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.